Unitarian Universalism. Come, return to your place in the pews and hear our heretical views. You were not born in sin, so lift up your chin. You have only your dogmas to lose. These words were written by Leonard Mason, a Unitarian Universalist minister. Unitarianism, with its denial of the Trinity, was present in America as early as 1784, but it really took hold when William Channing, who lived from 1780 to 1842, preached his Baltimore sermon at the ordination of Jared Sparks in 1819. That sermon was published and reprinted 7 times and became the bedrock defense for the Unitarians. Under Channing's influence, the American Unitarian Association was founded in May of 1825. At that time, Unitarians still held a high regard for Scripture along with their heretical teachings. But this would soon change. When the Unitarians came under the influence of Ralph Waldo Emerson, who lived from 1803 to 1882, and other Transcendentalists, the so-called biblical phase of the Unitarians came to an end. Intuition replaced Scripture, and any semblance of Christianity was replaced by non-Christian philosophy and assimilation of all major world religions. Channing and the classical Unitarians tried to stand against the new wave, but to no avail. The highest value in the minds and hearts of Unitarians became the complete realization of human personality and the quest for the good life here and now. The development of the Universalist Church took place at the same time as Unitarian growth in America. Universalist churches taught that everyone would ultimately receive salvation. By the time these churches organizationally became the Universalist Church of America in 1942, Universalism had changed from universal salvation to universal religion, a blend of global faiths. The two streams, the Universalist Church of America and the American Unitarian Association, came to a confluence in 1961 and formed the Unitarian Universalist Association. In its 1985 General Assembly, the UUA declared that it was no longer a Christian denomination, but an interfaith association. Today, many Unitarian Universalists completely deny the existence of God. Those who do admit a God are anti-Trinitarian, deny Jesus' divinity, and some even dispute that Jesus was a good example and a moral teacher. Unitarian Universalists believe that all human beings are inherently good with no sin or guilt. They don't believe in a bodily resurrection, and most deny any kind of faith after death. To the Unitarian Universalists, salvation is making this world a better place, and hell is the trouble one experiences on earth. The Unitarian Universalist Association regards the Bible as a non-inspired book written by erring human authors. The UUA's guiding principles are drawn from 6 non-biblical sources. Number 1, direct experience. 2, words and deeds of prophetic women and men. 3, wisdom from the world's religions. 4, Jewish and Christian teachings. 5, humanist teachings. And 6, spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions. This sect's errors are blatantly obvious, but spiritually dangerous nonetheless. Unitarians offer something for everybody. They are a one-stop shop for whatever spiritual or humanistic view you'd like to hold and foster. Their gospel is that they give a safe haven in which you can pursue your personal version of truth from whatever tradition you've come and whatever you wish to believe. Unitarian Universalist history demonstrates that simply holding a high regard for Scripture does not automatically lead to soul-saving truth. God and His Word must have preeminence over human reason. Then the sinner is ready to humbly listen to the voice of his Good Shepherd and to treasure his words. The sad reality is that Unitarian Universalism will welcome anything except the one thing needful, the Scriptures and the one they proclaim. This article was written by Wayne Eichsted, pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Spokane Valley, Washington.